This class is going to be a little shorter because I think you had a nice long class this morning. But I'll cover some of the same points for those who weren't there. So I'll begin by reading from the Adi Lila chapter 3. Actually, it's also in the chapter 1. The reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And we'll begin with this verse. Anarpita charim charat karuna yabhatira kalo samarpayitum unadva chola rasam swabhakti shriyam hari purata sundara duti kandamba sundit sandipitaha sadaridaya kandare spurato vasachinandanaha. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Sachi, Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally resplendent, situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So as mentioned this morning, there are external reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, and there is internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. They're actually both equally important. And for us, especially the chanting of the holy name is very important. Advaitacharya called for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya, the incarnation of Mahavishnu, called for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, because Advaitacharya, although he's God himself, he saw that in this world, even 500 years ago, people were absorbed in what's called karma, fruit of activities. Everyone wanted a nice material existence, nice house, nice wife, nice everything. And they thought that that is the goal of life. Others were jnanis. They wanted to merge in Brahman. Hardly anyone was actually a devotee of Krishna. Advaitacharya was getting very disturbed because Advaitacharya, as Mahavishnu, his whole being is to bring the conditioned souls back to the spiritual world. That's why he created the material universe, to do that. And when he saw that no one was going back to Godhead, he thought, why don't I just destroy the whole creation? It's a waste of time. Lucky he became a little patient, otherwise we wouldn't be here right now. And therefore he began to pray for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, that Krishna himself, he thought he's the only one who could actually save this world. So he began to offer Ganges water and Tulsi leaves, who shall his shalagram shila, and a loud voice calling out for for Krishna to come and make his appearance. Lying on the ocean of milk, there is Aniruddha. And at this time it was Chaturmasya, so Aniruddha was sleeping. But Advaitacharya shouted so loudly that he woke up Aniruddha. What's going on here? It's Chaturmasya. Who's shouting so loudly? Please, pipe down. But Advaitacharya kept on calling out for Krishna to come, and finally all the incarnations come through Aniruddha, Shiradakashai Vishnu. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was the time for his appearance, and he came. Now, generally in the Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sarunam Vinashaya Tridiskritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavam Yuge Yuge. That in order to protect the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish religious principles, I come millennium after millennium. But Krishna realized that in this age, if I came and I killed the demons, there would be no one left to save. Because everyone was more or less a demon, so what to do? So instead of killing the demons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to kill the demoniac mentality specifically through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually, in every Kali Yuga, a form of Krishna comes and introduces the chanting. Not only in this Kali Yuga, but in every Kali Yuga, the chanting. But the chanting generally gives one at least, as Prabhupada said, the minimum the chanting does, it'll give some rain so we can get some food grain, so we can get something to eat. But generally it doesn't bring one back to the Goloka Vrindavan at least. But because Krishna had come 5,000 years ago, and it's a special Divya Yuga, therefore Krishna came to display his pastimes and all the different relationships he has, whether it be Shanta, neutral relationship, or Dasya, servitorship, or Vatsalya, parental, or Madhurya, or Sakya, friendship, Madhurya being conjugal. So Krishna comes and displays all those pastimes, but generally speaking, no one took him very seriously. As Kamsa said, who is this coward boy? You say he's God, he was telling our Krura. Just because he lifted one pebble, Govardhan Hill. Just because he defeated one harmless water snake, Kali a serpent, you're claiming he's God. Who is this God? What is his power? But then Kamsa was informed that this coward boy had just killed the elephant, Kulyavalpita, who was stronger than 10,000 elephants. So he said, well, this is not a common coward boy. Then he was informed that actually the coward boy had just killed these big wrestlers, Chanura, Mustika, Toshala, etc. And so Kamsa said, who is this coward boy? What does he think he's doing? I think I'll go to Vrindavan and inflict pains on all the residents there. But I can't go out, because my heart is palpitating out of fear of this boy. So even 5,000 years ago, people could not accept that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what to speak of now. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in order to give us a process by which we can realize Krishna. Now the process is external, and that will certainly elevate one to at least the platform of liberation. But to introduce the internal mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with three principal reasons. As it says, Shri Radhe Radhaya Pranaya Mahina Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadvo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Samahidiyaha Sokyam chasya maranubhavataha kidrishi deiti lobat tad bhavayak samajani sachi garba sindhu nao harindu. Desiring to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through his love, her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi, as the moon appears from the ocean. So basically speaking, everyone has the same desire to love and to be loved. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has expands himself as Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency, which is the actual potency of love and pleasure. Now that Ladini Shakti, the spiritual energy of Krishna, of pleasure potency, we're also made out of that same pleasure potency, the spirit soul, Satchit Ananda. So we're all expansions, little particles of Srimati Radharani and her love for Krishna. Unfortunately, due to conditioned life, that loving propensity that we have is being displayed through the external energy. So instead of coming out as pleasure, it comes out as pain. And instead of coming out as knowledge, awareness, consciousness, it's coming out as ignorance. And instead of coming out as eternal, it's coming out as temporary. Temporary bodies we're going through, temporary existence. So everyone is displaying that loving propensity. Everyone has that tendency to love, as Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book. That Krishna should be the object of love is the central point of Krishna consciousness. Now, we love this body, first of all, because we have to love something. We have to serve something because that's our nature. But when we serve this body, then the result is, instead of satchitananda vigraha, we have perpetual ignorance and pain. So, we try to love and display that loving tendency. We love our wife, or we love our husband, we love our, so many things. Even in the Shantarasa, we love our car, we love our football team, and maybe we love our, in Dasya Rasa, we love our dog or our cat. And in Sakya Rasa, we may have some friends, etc. So we're displaying that same tendency to love in the material world. And we hope to get some reciprocation. Unfortunately, because the material energy is material, therefore the reciprocation is also material. Although there's some love that may come out, some reciprocation. Prabhupada said that the love of a mother for her child is the closest to real love in the material world, at least previously. So, Krishna also has that tendency to love, and Srimati Radharani has that tendency to love, but Lord Krishna wanted to find out how he can experience Srimati Radharani's love. Because in the exchange of love between Krishna and Srimati Radharani, Krishna loves Radharani, and Srimati Radharani loves Krishna, but the happiness she feels in her service and her love to Krishna is millions of times greater than Krishna feels. Therefore, Krishna wanted to taste the pleasure that Srimati Radharani feels, and therefore he assumed her role. Because Srimati Radharani relishes Krishna's love, first of all. She experiences Krishna's love more than anyone else can experience Krishna's love. And she also feels her own love for Krishna, which is another kind of pleasure. Just like we feel the love we have towards any things in this material world, whether it be our family members or maybe some sports team, we feel love and that makes us happy. That enthuses us when we actually feel love towards something. And when we get some reciprocation, then we also feel the love that someone has for us. And that's even more pleasure. And at the same time, when we love something, then we are able to experience their good qualities. As a matter of fact, if you serve someone, they may not be the best person or the best thing, but by serving them, somehow or another, you are able to realize their good qualities. Because no one in their right mind wants to serve someone negative, who's bad. And therefore, when you serve someone, somehow or another, in one's eyes, they become good. And you realize their good qualities. So Srimati Radharani, her love for Krishna is unlimited, and Krishna has unlimited good qualities. So only Srimati Radharani can experience the unlimited good qualities of Krishna. So Krishna wanted to experience Srimati Radharani's love so he can taste that pleasure too. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, in the exchange of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, the gopis, including the Manjaris, they have no interest other than to provide pleasure for Radha and Krishna. But by doing so, they realize the unlimited good qualities, the spiritual qualities of Radha and Krishna, and they realize a happiness 10 million times even greater than Radha and Krishna are experiencing. And their love for Krishna for especially the manjaris for Srimati Radharani, because they are completely focused on Srimati Radharani, even Krishna admires the love of the manjaris for Srimati Radharani. He can't even, because his love is spread out unlimitedly for so many devotees, but the manjaris, their love is completely focused on Srimati Radharani to serve Krishna. So these pastimes of Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are exactly the same as the pastimes of Krishna when he came 5,000 years ago. When Krishna came 5,000 years ago, the highest pastime was the Rasa dance. But that same pastime is displayed in Sankirtan. When the devotees are chanting Hare Krishna in ecstasy, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they all come to join that kirtan. And when we're chanting Hare Krishna, both Srimati Radharani and Krishna are also there. So this is the same thing as a rasa dance. Everyone can join the rasa dance just by participating in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. Similarly, the same pastimes Krishna displayed were displayed in a slightly different way as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether he was eating dirt, or whether he was playing, teasing the Brahmins. In this pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wasn't stealing butter, but he was teasing Brahmins instead. He was teasing the girls. The girls in Navadvip at that time, they were worshipping Lord Shiva in order to get a good husband. So they offered food to Lord Shiva, prasad. They'd offer flowers and all kinds of ointments to Lord Shiva. Nimai Pandit came and told the girls that actually, why are you offering it to Lord Shiva? He's my servant. You should offer it all to me. And the girls were going, oh, go away. You're crazy. We knew you were puffed up, but we didn't realize you were so puffed up. So Lord Chaitanya said, well, if you don't give those offerings to me, then I'm going to curse you. You're going to get a husband who has 8 other wives. So the girls became a little afraid. They thought, well, Nimai Pandit, he seems a little powerful. So they offered everything to him, the sandalwood paste, the prasad. Then he blessed them that they get a rich, young husband. And they each have 8 children. So in this way, Nimai displayed his pastimes, and later on we know he spread the Sankirtan movement personally and through his associates, and at the end he displayed the confidential pastimes of feeling separation from Krishna and his associates of Vrindavan. So we have that same opportunity. If we serve the simple succession, then we become connected successively through those who have the mood of separation from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. That mood of separation from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, which brings one to Vrindavan, is what makes up our disciple succession. Although our disciple succession has both Shiksha and Diksha, but the main succession is those who have developed the mood of service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of bringing people back to the spiritual world. That mood of separation from Radha and Krishna and their associates in the spiritual world is what actually constitutes our disciple succession. And that link through the acharyas brings us to the 6 Goswamis and their teachings, which teach us how to feel that separation from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And that's exemplified by the Panchatattva, who served Lord Chaitanya in that feelings of separation. And of course, the object of that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his appearance and his pastimes in Kali Yuga are all centered around that feeling of separation from the spiritual world, which actually brings one back to the spiritual world, which is personified and exemplified in the pastime of Rath Yatra. So if we chant Hare Krishna in that line of the succession, following the teachings, and become absorbed in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we'll began to constantly think about Krishna and his associates in the mood of service, and gradually the mood of separation from Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan will be manifested in our heart, and that will be the perfection of our lives, because then we'll actually live in Vrindavan. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Okay, we'll stop there. Grandharaj, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.